Lloyd, last time I was here and I spoke to your oppo, Mr. Band, you were on a bit of a losing run. Now, I know you've lost a couple in recent weeks, just one league game though. I think if I make it right tonight, that makes it 7 out of 8 league games, so you must be pleased.
Yeah, very pleased. Obviously, when we went through a losing run, we literally had between 6 and 9 players out for each game. I think it was a run of 4 or 5 games, and we couldn't pick a team stroke. We couldn't even pick a squad, to be honest, and fulfil it. The bench, and it was all young lads who were just not quite ready yet, and that's a problem. You know, it was all a little bit too naive, and we got punished for it.
But no, I mean, there's some very nice goals scored today. You seem to catch them balls in from the left time and again, and very well taken. One off a chest, some nice goals.
Yeah, it's something we've been working on in training. Obviously, not everything comes off, but it's rewarding when you see, you know, you spend half an hour, 40 minutes on it on a Tuesday or a Thursday, and then it happens in the game. It's quite rewarding.
Mitchell Bryant, Tom Dean come back into the team, and they both score.
Yeah, what me and Bandy do is we don't necessarily pick the same 11 to go on a run or whatever. You know, obviously, if everyone's playing out the skin, then more than likely we will do. But we'll pick a team to win that particular game. And, you know, some of the players who played here tonight may not play on Tuesday. So we'll try and look at the opposition and see what they're good at and what they're bad at, and pick a team to suit.
How's Godwin Abadaki doing?
He's doing all right. He's come in. He's fitted in like a hand in a glove. You know, he's good friends with 3 or 4 other players. So, you know, he's come in. He's done really well. He's just got to find a way of getting in the team.
You won these games. And last week, of course, you were at Darlington, who are up at the top of the table, played him in the trophy at their place. Only lost 3-2. So it's looking good for you.
Well, we shouldn't have lost.
Shouldn't have lost?
No, honestly, we shouldn't have lost. Anyone who was at the game or watch it on YouTube or whatever it is, we had the better chances, and it was just a couple of individual errors really that cost us. Their fans were clapping us off the pitch, saying the better team lost basically at the end of it, which is nice to hear, but a bit gut wrenching when you're walking off.
So confidence must be high in the dressing room back there.
Yeah, confidence has never been an issue for us, to be honest. We have always believed in what we do, and the group of lads we've got, you know, we've only got a small squad, but the group of lads that we've got, they're all confident in their own ability and what they can deliver on the pitch.
Early days, we're not at Christmas yet, we're still in November, but are the playoffs looking a serious possibility?
Well, you don't mention them words around here,
I've got to ask you something.
Oh, the idea is to avoid relegation.
Avoid relegation,
that's
really.
That's what the club want. And I'm hopefully we can deliver that.
Is that what you were told at the start of the season?
It's what we get told at the start of every season.
I'm sure you and Bandy, though, must have higher hopes than that.
Yeah, but it's music to our ears, really, because there's no pressure on us. So we can go out and enjoy ourselves after we've reached a certain amount of points.
Does anyone enjoy themselves in football? Now, I've watched that Salford City documentary.
Oh, my God. Well, to be fair, Salford did extremely well. Yeah. You know, and if we can emulate a portion of what they've done, then, you know, we'll be going a long way. We've just got to win a match in the FA Cup for this, which we haven't done in 3 seasons. So that'd be a start, really, wouldn't it?
So midweek, is that a Dukeson Cup game?
It is against Osset Albion away, yeah. It'll be tough in that, because they're doing all right this year. Osset, not an easy place to go.
How do you view the Dukeson Cup? I mean, 30 years ago when Hyde got to the final of the League Cup, everyone was delighted. But nowadays, it seems to be a bit of, well, let's get out of these competitions.
Pav, at the end of the day, it's a trophy. And if you don't play your strongest team or the team you feel can win that game, then what's the point in entering it? There's no point, is it? At the end of the day, we enter something like 4 or 5 competitions, and we want to try and win every single one of them. We know that's not feasible, you know, but we certainly want to have a bash at them. And if it's not good enough on the day, it's not good enough on the day. But Dukeson Cup, I'm not being funny. Yeah, we'd go for it.
All right, cheers.